Good morning. I'm Anna Kolesch.
And I'm Michael Hellman.
And I'm Kelsey Berkey. Welcome once again to the Bear Facts, the weekly radio show from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Today is a busy day for several Garrigan activities. Philip Diedrich is over in Waverly this weekend for the Meistersingers Honor Choir, which is being held at Wartburg College. Meistersinger means master singer in German, and the name originally referred to wandering minstrels in medieval times. Today, Wartburg uses the name for a music festival that honors the top musicians from all over Iowa. We're pleased that Philip is representing Garrigan as a Meistersinger today.
Also today, there's a Great Plains Mathlete qualifying tournament being held in Iowa Falls. Among the Garrigan students competing is juniors Jennifer Brewster and Austin Sauls, and freshmen Jake Hamilton and Brittany Kirsch. At Math Team, students compete both individually and in small groups to solve various kinds of tough problems. Coach Dale Kohlhaus has a young team, but he's hoping for some success today. Good luck, Math Team!
Quiz Bowl is back in action today as well. After a month-long break over the holidays, Garrigan has three teams entered in the Twin Lakes Academic Festival at Sioux Central High School in Sioux Rapids. Seniors Jake Rosemeyer, Anna Kolesch, Michael Fackler, Michael Hellman, and Drew McGill will be leading the Golden Bears today. Others competing include junior John Richter, sophomores Allison Peters, Dustin Miller, and Matthew Fackler, and freshman Levi Bernhardt. Good luck, Quiz Bowl.
The community of Algona is participating in 100 Days of Fitness, and Garrigan has taken up the challenge. Grant Redding, Daniel Gilhouse, and Sheridan Birdie are part of Special Wellness Committee that has planned a variety of activities, from dodgeball to a dance, to keep everyone active this spring. Health teacher Jeannie Wonder is overseeing the activities, and each homeroom is charting their progress. We'll keep you updated on how things go along.
This past week brought some of the worst weather of the season. We missed 2 days of school, and several games and activities were postponed or canceled. For Garrigan, the no school days came right before semester tests were scheduled. We decided to extend our semester. Semester tests began yesterday, and they will continue Monday and Tuesday. That will give everyone a chance to study and do their best on their semester tests.
While we hope we don't get too much more bad weather, we want to take a minute to go over the school policies that are in effect when storms hit. If there is an early dismissal, all practices and after-school activities are automatically canceled. That's also true when there's a late start. There are no practices or activities before school and late starts.
If school is called off, there will be no activities during the school day. Sometimes the weather improves enough during the day, though, that evening activities can take place. The status of evening events will be announced on the radio, and we'll also post these events on the school website, bishopgarrigan.org.
Remember that whenever there's an early dismissal, whether for weather or teacher in service, Garrigan and Seton always dismiss 15 minutes before the announced time. This is due to busing, since the buses pick up our students before they go to the public schools.
Parents sometimes wonder why there are so many late starts and no school days, particularly when it sometimes seems fine in town. The problem is that people come to school from long distances away. At Garrigan, for instance, we have students who come from 4 different counties and 10 different school districts. Even if it's decent weather in Algona, it could be bad in Emmitsburg, Bancroft, or Livermore, and buses have to drive on gravel roads in all those areas.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on 2 Wesley natives, Alicia Richter and Kevin Lubenthal. Here to tell you about them are Rebecca Molesbury and Kristen Moody.
Alicia Richter is a Wesley native who keeps busy with lots of different activities. She's a year-round athlete who's active in basketball, volleyball, track, and softball. Alicia is also on the student council. She's a part of Christian Leadership and Action Group, and she's a part of the parish youth group in her church. Alicia would like to major in marketing at college, and we wish her all the best.
Kevin Lubenthal has been active all through high school in the area chapter of FFA. At Garrigan, Kevin's biggest activity is intramurals, where he began the season by scoring 4 points last week. You might also see him serving at Mass at St. Joseph Wesley. Kevin will also be off to college next year, and we wish him good luck in the future.
Thanks, Kristen and Becca. On our Golden Bear calendar, there's Quiz Bowl today in Sioux Rapids, Math Team at Iowa Falls, and the Meistersinger Honor Choir in Waverly. Then tonight, the Golden Bear girls will be playing at Woden Crystal Lake Titonka in a game that has been added to the schedule.
Tomorrow, there's more intramural basketball action. Monday will continue semester tests, and that night, the freshman boys play Eagle Grove. We'll finish up the semester tests on Tuesday.
The Golden Bears host Clary and Goldfield in a quad Tuesday night. With the math team serving a spaghetti supper at the game, we'll begin the second semester with a mass on Wednesday, and 14 students will be gone to a diocesan honor band that day.
Thursday will begin 100 Days of Wellness with a special speaker. The freshmen host St. Ed's that night. Friday we'll have a prayer service, and that night the Bears host Humboldt, with the music department having a chili supper.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to join us again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.